Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever, whenever you're watching this. I mean, listening to this, because this one actually will not have video. The rest will have video. I was just not in the mood to video record myself today. So, welcome to episode one! We're here! Yay! I'm so excited for this. I cannot believe we are finally here. Happy July 1st. Happy episode one. I am so excited for this. A little bit about me, because let's start out with why I even started this podcast to begin with. I wanted to have a space where people could go, where the law and the legal world in general is broken down as if you were in fifth grade. That's when we should have learned this stuff. I feel like a lot of people would really benefit if they understood this stuff. And yeah, I think that it's important. I know it's important, actually. It's very important. So my name is Haley Sawyer. I am 27 years old and I'm headed to law school. We're going to talk about a ton of stuff in these episodes. We're going to talk about the LSAT. We're going to talk about the bar exam. We're going to talk about how you don't even have to go get your JD to take the trademark and patent bar, but you do need specific qualifications. We're going to talk about working at a law firm. We're going to talk about being the child of a lawyer. We're going to talk about being the spouse of a lawyer. We're going to talk about professors in law. We're going to talk about different law schools and their rankings. We're going to talk about crazy laws that literally don't make sense. I mean, there are some that I'm like, wait, what? And I'll give you a fun one because it crossed my iPad when I was doing all of my research and I quite literally laughed out loud. So, fun fact, in Oklahoma, you can be fined if you make ugly faces at dogs. And I love that law. Can we keep that? Can we make that a universal law? Let's make that in all 50 states. You may not make ugly faces at dogs. So, there's your fun fact. Fun law to begin with. So basically, what the heck is law? Law is rules for grown-ups and the words they use to confuse us, to make us really lost and wonder what the heck are we doing. So think of the law like classroom rules, except if you break them, someone might sue you, fine you, or even throw you in jail. So it gets a little more complicated than just in your fifth grade classroom. We're gonna get into the basics today, and I'm so excited about it. I cannot wait for you guys to learn maybe something new, maybe stuff that you already know. If it's something new, then that's awesome. That is so great. This is exactly why I created this podcast. I want people to be learning about the law. I want people to understand that the law isn't this big scary thing and we can all understand it and we can all comprehend it and we can all use it to help our lives be better. So some of the terms that we're gonna use pretty often and something that you're going to hear a lot in law if you are in the law world or you're becoming part of the law world in a paralegal role, in a legal assistant role, whatever it may be. So the first word is jurisdiction, and that basically means who gets to handle what. Like if I live in Canada and you're suing me in California, California might need to sit this one out. Plaintiff versus defendant, the person suing versus the person being sued. Statute of limitations, I love this one. Time's up. You have had a window to file that case, now it is legally expired. Think of it like trying to return clothes 3 years after you bought them. Simply not gonna happen. So, that is law. That is like the most basic way. That's the most basic foundation I can lay for everyone for law. And those are the most basic words that you're gonna hear all the time. How does the justice system actually work? No, it's not like suits. No, it's not like Law and Order. Unfortunately, those are TV shows, and this really does get a little bit more complicated. So, Now that you know what some of those words mean, if you aren't in law or you're just curious about this podcast, how does the system actually run? What happens when someone sues you or when you're accused of a crime? Let's break it down. And I'm so excited to break it down because this is something I wish I had years ago. I wish I had this podcast years ago and I could listen to it because this would have been really helpful. We have three branches of government. Legislative writes the laws. Think Congress, the nerds with pens. Executive enforces the laws. Think the president, governors, and cops. Executive interprets the laws. Think judges and courts. The ultimate drama queens of government. Those are the people who want the tea. They want to hear it all. So, now that we understand basic law words, what law is 101, and how the justice system actually works, why does voting matter? Why do we vote? Why are there so many people who say, voting doesn't matter, I'm not voting? Your vote does matter. And it's one of the most dangerous lies that we were taught, in my opinion, that voting doesn't matter. Because look at who's voted in. Your mayor, your judges, even school board people, those deciding what books your kids read are elected. And we all know that's a controversial topic lately. Something that's really important to remember is your one vote doesn't just matter. It could be someone's shot at justice. And a true story that I think is very powerful to mention. In 2020, one county's district attorney race was decided by just 1,119 votes. That one DA changed bail policies and stopped prosecuting minor drug offenses, which literally changed thousands of lives. So please, please, please get out there and vote. In my opinion, not voting is equivalent to handing your car keys to someone who doesn't know how to drive and saying, good luck. So please get out there and vote. It's really important. Voting is so important. And you want to have a say in what happens around you. That's the most beautiful thing about America. Voting is the way we fight back on paper with power. I think it's important that you know who your local judge is. I think that it's important to know who the local people are around you. So maybe go research that. I think that one of the things that's really powerful about being in the legal world is that you do have such a better understanding of how being outspoken is how change starts. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Obviously, you want to be careful. But it's not a negative thing to be outspoken and drive change. So get out there and vote, people. I'm reading over these laws that are bizarre. And I just think that this is hilarious. Okay. In Missouri, it's illegal to drive with an uncaged bear. So, if your bear is belted in and your bear is handed a snack, apparently that's legal. But if the bear is uncaged, it's illegal. And I feel like someone had to have done this for this law to be a thing. So please, if you're in Missouri, do not drive with an uncaged bear. In Oklahoma, you can get fined for making ugly faces at dogs. I love this one. Imagine going to court and being like, I wasn't mocking the Chihuahua, Your Honor. I was just mirroring. That's funny. New Jersey, it's illegal to slurp your soup in public. Oh yeah, I think this should also be a law everywhere because I hate when people slurp their soup. I think it's disgusting. Oh my gosh. This honestly feels like one where it's like, what, why is this a thing? So, okay, we're gonna keep going here. Arizona, it's illegal for a donkey to sleep in a bathtub. Apparently, in the 1920s, a donkey was actually swept away in a flood while snoozing in a tub. And the town was like, never again. So they made it a law. Imagine going to court and saying, I am so sorry, Your Honor. I did not realize that it was illegal for my donkey to nap in a bathtub. In North Carolina, singing off key is technically illegal. That's right. Technically illegal. So do not sing off key in North Carolina. That is so bizarre. The last topic that I want to touch on in today's episode before we hit the road, aka before I climb into my bed and take a nap, because I don't know why I am so tired today, but I am just exhausted. So let's talk about due process. Since we just touched on voting, let's talk about due process and why voting matters in connection to it. So due process means that the government has to play fair. Imagine you're playing a game at recess. These are the rules. If someone says you cheated, they can't just kick you out of the game. They have to give you a chance to explain, show evidence, and follow the rules of the game. That's fair. In real life, due process is in the Constitution. And it says that government can't take away your life, freedom, or stuff like your home or money without following the rules. That means you get a fair trial, you can have a lawyer, you can explain your side, and you can get treated equally. Due process matters so much. When we vote, we choose people who make and enforce the rules, like judges, lawmakers, and presidents. These people decide what the laws are, how the courts work, and who gets appointed to decide cases. If we don't vote, we don't get a say in who's in charge of making sure things stay fair. So if you care about fairness, fairness in court, and people being treated right, voting is how you can protect that. Due process is incredibly important, especially right now. If someone is accused of a crime, due process makes sure they don't go straight to jail without a trial. If we vote for leaders who respect due process, we can help protect everyone's rights, including our own. If you take one thing away from this podcast episode, please take away that when we vote, we choose people who make and enforce the rules. Remember, as I said in the beginning of this podcast episode, the adult playground rules. It is a fundamental right that you have the ability to have a fair trial. You have a lawyer. You can have a lawyer if you need one or want one. And you can explain your side. Equality is so important, especially right now. The first episode is short. There's a lot of reasons for that. I want to give everyone a taste of what's to come. And I didn't think that I needed to give you guys an hour-long episode in order to do that. So that's that. I am closing out every single episode of this podcast with this statement, and feel free to end the podcast now if you don't care about this statement, but legally, I needed to put something. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and any guests, and do not reflect the views of any affiliated individuals or organizations. This content is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and should not be considered legal advice. Did you hear that? Should not be considered legal advice. I am not an attorney, and nothing in this podcast should be taken as legal guidance. Always consult with a qualified legal professional before making decisions based on anything discussed here. Thank you everyone who tuned in today. I am over the moon about this podcast, and I can't wait to see where it goes. We are launching new episodes every Tuesday. That is our magical day of the week. So look out for a new podcast episode, 5 p.m. PST on Tuesdays. We will see you next week.